Hi, I'm Marian McPartland. My guest today on Piano Jazz is Cassandra Wilson, the reigning jazz diva of the 90s. She transcends traditional definitions of jazz singing. Her warm and whispered sound can seduce any audience, especially the one we have here today at the Museum of TV and Radio. We also have this wonderful bassist with us, Mr. Peter Washington. Cassandra, it's such a kick to have you here.
It's great to be here.
I guess without further ado, it would be nice for us to do a tune together.
Yes, let's start by doing a tune. That always...
It always loosens things up, doesn't it?
Yes.
What'll we do? Sorry with the Fringe on Top.
Sounds good to me.
So let's see what key this thing is in.
Okay.
Key of G.
Chicks and ducks and geese better scurry when I take you out in my Surrey. When I take you out in my Surrey with the fringe on top, watch that fringe and see how it flutters when I drive them high-stepping strutters. Nosy pokes will peek through the shutters and their eyes will plop. The wheels are yellow, the upholstery's brown, dashboard is genuine leather. Eyes and glass curtains, you can roll right down in case there's a change in the weather. Two bright side lights winking and a blinking. Ain't no finer rig, I'm thinking. You can keep your rig if you're thinking that I'd care to swap for my shiny little Surrey with the fringe on top. Chicks and ducks and geese better scurry when I take you out, when I take you out in my Surrey with the fringe on top. Just watch that fringe and see how it flutters when I drive them high-stepping strutters. Nosy pokes will peek through the shutters and their eyes will plop. All the wheels are yellow, the upholstery's brown, dashboard is genuine leather. It's got eyes and glass curtains, you can roll right down in case there's a change in the weather. Don't you wish you could go on forever? Don't you wish you could go on forever? Don't you wish you could go on forever and never stop in your shiny little Surrey? Your shiny little Surrey with the fringe on the top.
Well, that was too short. You should have done more. You should have done more. That.
Yeah, it's funny. I have a hard time deciding when to, you know, whether or not I should take another chorus, whether to improvise in terms of what they call scatting. I call it vocal improvisation. Or to improvise on a lyric. which is, you know, just to take the melody out. But I start off with the melody out, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, but anything you do works. But I do understand that feeling, because sometimes I'll be in the middle of a tune and I think the same thing, like, will I do another chorus, or is that enough? You know, my brain is going around, or shall I give the rhythm section a solo? Or, and I'm still deciding while I'm doing it. Is that what you're talking about?
I'm doing the same thing, I think, because we're not horn players. You know, I think horn players are the ones who just have this unbelievable amount of things that they want to say. So it takes them choruses and choruses and choruses.
You're right. Anyway, I know what you mean about that whole thing. So just to go back a bit, I was reading how you got started. And you're from Jackson, Mississippi?
Yes, I am from Jackson, Mississippi, which is the capital city.
And how did you get into singing, by way of piano or what?
Well, actually, it was the guitar that, beginning to play the guitar compelled me to sing. I started off playing piano. I took piano lessons when I was about 6 until the age of 13. And I studied classical piano. And everything was read. I did the recitals once a year, and music was in a certain place for me. My father was a musician, so I was listening to his record collection while I was taking the piano lessons, and I eventually began to try to figure out, well, how do I cross from this side to that side, because I love the music that he listened to, and it all seemed so wild to me.
What kind of things was he listening to?
He listened to Miles Davis, Cannonball Adderley. He loved Ella Fitzgerald. He loved all of, you know, Duke Ellington. There was Thelonious Monk was the one that was really strange for me, too. I remember as a child looking at the album cover of, Monk's Dream, I believe.
Yeah,
The name of the
That's
album
one of them,
was.
Yeah.
And that was the music that he listened to. And as a child, this was the music that really excited me.
You know, so many good tunes. I guess you just learned them by hearing the records or something, did you?
I did. Over and over again, I heard this music. Most of the stuff, you know, like the show tunes.
Yeah.
The tunes that come from the musicals, that was music that I heard through the movies, actually. You know, The King and I, The Sound of Music, you know, the whole list of musicals that were really popular.
And all wonderful tunes out of those shows.
Great songs.
Well, we could do one.
As a matter of fact, we have one right here we could do.
I've grown accustomed to your face.
Grown accustomed to his face, he always makes the day begin. I've grown accustomed to the tune he whistles night and noon, his smiles, his frowns, his ups, his downs are second nature to me now. Like breathing out and breathing in, I was serenely independent and content before we met. Surely I could always be that way again. And yet, I've grown accustomed to the trace of something in the air, accustomed to his face. Thank you. grown accustomed to his face. He always makes the day begin. I've grown accustomed to the tunes he whistles night and noon. His smiles, his frowns, his ups, his downs are second nature to me now. Like breathing out and breathing in. Oh, I'm so glad that he's a man and so easy to forget. He's kind of like a habit you can always break, and yet I've grown accustomed to the trace of something in the air. Accustomed to his face. You
know, it's funny, for some reason or other, some of these tunes don't get played as much as they should, but that's such a great song.
It's one of the most beautiful tunes from that period, and I think there are particular tunes that musicians don't deal with, and I'm trying to figure out why.
How do you decide what you'll sing when you're going to pick standard tunes?
It depends a lot on the lyric and if I'm able to translate it into life right now. It has to be the kind of lyric that is for all time, you know, something that, I'll tell you a tune that's difficult for me to do. A perfect example of this is, Billie Holiday sang this.
Strange Fruit?
No, I can deal with. But I've been around the world on a plane. I've settled revolutions in Spain. I haven't settled revolutions in Spain. So that's a lyric that's really difficult for me to internalize.
Do you try to do the song, or do you put it on one side because you can't get with the lyric?
No, I don't even try it. I don't attempt it if the lyric doesn't speak to me in a certain way. If I can't internalize it, I'm kind of a method singer. You know, someone said to me, well, you know, what you do is like method acting. I have to be able to live the song as it's going down.
Well, I would think that's very natural, really.
Mm.
Well, more talk and music in a moment, but first I want to let you know that my guest, Cassandra Wilson, and I are at the Museum of Television and Radio in New York. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz, made possible in part by a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts. Thinking about your new record, it's called New Moon Daughter, is that the name of it? And you say so many things about that record about, I guess you were thinking a lot about phases of the moon or things that are sort of mysterious to me. Is that why you called it that?
Yes. The title of the album, New Moon Daughter, actually comes from a proverb that I'd read, an Ashanti proverb that says, sickness accompanies a waning moon, a new moon cures disease.
And I never heard that.
I was reading through this African proverbs book, and there's so many proverbs about the moon. And it occurred to me that we're not really creating new proverbs about the moon because we are so removed from that way of life where the natural cycles are so play so much so important a part of life. I don't think we in the 20th century have any concept of what it's like to live by the cycles in nature because we create our own cycles. So it just became intriguing to me to tap into that and to really explore moon songs or you know, what the moon does to us or what we think it does to us.
It's so funny because people always say, like, when there's a full moon, mm-hmm. and, you know, you're out driving and somebody says, oh, it's a full moon, they're out tonight.
Right.
So there's, like, a bad connotation, like the full moon brings out mm-hmm. the howling wolves or whatever.
Right.
Is that in your conception of...
Well, the interesting thing is that's the only reference that we have to the moon is, you know, when we talk about the moon in our culture, we talk about the full moon. But no one ever talks about the new moon or the, you know, the first quarter of the moon.
Because it's like the new moon, like that little fingernail.
Yes.
It's like you're starting, you look at that and you can think you're starting over.
Exactly.
Something like that. Well, yeah. Is that why you picked this song, Old Devil Moon? Is that part of the thing?
Yes. Well, the lyric of that Old Devil Moon is just so true to my life. I'm sure whoever wrote it knew, you know, it's about love and how I think there's a very close association between the moon and romance, naturally.
Oh, there sure is. Yes. Oh, yes. Well, that would be a good song. You could sing that, couldn't you?
I sure could.
Okay. You know what would be nice? Maybe... Peter, why don't you play a little, like a little bossa type intro on this thing?
One, two, three, four. I looked at you and suddenly something in your eyes I see soon begins bewitching me. It's that old devil moon that you stole from the skies. That old devil moon in your eyes. You and your glance make this romance too hot to handle. Stars in the night shining their light can't hold a candle to your razzle-dazzle youth. Got me flying high and wide on a magic carpet ride. I'm full of butterflies inside. I wanna cry, wanna croon, wanna laugh like a loon. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. Just when I think I'm free as a dove, oh devil moon deep in your eyes blinds me. Thank you.
looked at you and suddenly something in your eyes I see soon began bewitching me. It's that old devil moon that you stole from the skies, that old devil moon in your eyes. You and your glance make this romance too hot to handle. Stars in the night shining their light can't hold a candle to your razzle-dazzle. You got me flying high and wide on a magic carpet ride. I'm full of butterflies inside. Wanna cry, wanna croon, wanna laugh like a loon. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. Just when I think I'm free as a dove. Oh, devil moon, deep in your eyes, blind me.
It really is a fantastic song, and I know what you're talking about with the lyrics. And anyway, you know what's really fun is like playing behind you and having somebody that, of course, knows the tunes, but it's something very different than exciting about doing it, because I hope I'm not getting in your way. I'm sort of trying to play enough, but not too much.
Oh, no, you're not getting in my way at all.
No, but you know, like sometimes you hear people playing and they're going... like stuff. You
yeah,
know,
no,
stuff.
That inspires me.
Really?
It's a funny thing. It's like... There's a balance, I think, that more mature pianists are aware of, and that's how to stay out of the way of the song, yet be... inventive inside of the song at the same time. I think there's something, there's an art in it. It's difficult, very difficult to do, because you have to not only accompany, but you've got to do something else inside of that time. I love what you're doing.
Well, I really wasn't looking for a compliment. I really wasn't.
Will you take it?
But I'll take it. Yes, I definitely will take it. But so many things I want to ask you about in so little time. Now, you had a teacher, I don't know if he was a singing teacher, Alvin Fielder?
Oh, no. Alvin Fielder is a drummer.
Ah.
From Chicago. And he's from Mississippi originally. And he moved back to Jackson and became a pharmacist. This is a true story.
How handy.
It's so strange. I mean, this guy is like one of the most out drummers you ever would want to meet. I mean, he's just... But he became a pharmacist. He took over his family's drugstore business, right? Okay. Anyway, he happens to be in Jackson at the same time I'm in Jackson, and he begins to teach me all of these bebop tunes. He was the one who started me on the road to correctly dealing with Charlie Parker. And learning the solos, being able to transcribe them.
Man, that's terrific.
It was, and it came in a very important part of my life. I'd just come from working with a blues band in Arkansas.
Wow.
So it was like, you know, it hit me. And my father really encouraged me to begin to, you know, deal with the music completely. And... he said, if you're going to do this, you have to be very serious about it, and you have to study, and you have to understand the language, and you have to internalize the language. Don't just go out there and sing.
Wow. So Well, obviously you did do all that. I don't know how. Who were your your role models for singing, or were there some?
Betty Carter.
Well,
at that point, it was Betty Bebop Carter every day.
Amazing woman. Fantastic. But it's still a different thing from it's different from what you do.
I finally figured that out. A long time, I think I did imitate her quite a bit, and especially when I began to do standard material, her influence was so obvious, and it took me a long time to begin to see, okay, what's your contribution? Who are you? You know, what are you giving to this music? You can't give the same thing Betty Carter did.
But you know what's amazing? I don't think people altogether understand the way singers and instrumentalists, too, for that matter, kind of skate over bar lines and sing behind the beat or in front of the beat, but you're still in time. There's still no doubt that you're keeping time. I think that's hard. Like, I found it very hard to figure out Ray Charles until he came on Piano Jazz, and then I was able to sit there and sort of see what he did, and it's sort of really the same with you, like getting to play and hear it at the same time.
Time is intriguing to me.
Time is intriguing.
Isn't it? In this music, it seems to...
You can stretch it out and you can kind of close it up, but it's still like 1, 2, 3 or 1, 2, 3, 4 or whatever it is. Well, let's do another one. What'll we do?
What we got here?
I think I was going to play something here for you.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Would you please?
Well, I would love to keep this moon idea going, you know, and I've got a song that I could do, and it's called Moon Song.
Wonderful.
Okay, here goes. Thank you. Remember the lyrics to that, but if they're nice, it would be something you could do. Well, there are a lot more things I want to ask you, but first I should let our listeners know we're here at the Museum of Television and Radio in New York. My guest is Cassandra Wilson with bassist Peter Washington. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz, which is made possible in part by the Baldwin Piano and Organ Company, manufacturers of the pianos heard on Piano Jazz. I know you've got a new album coming out pretty soon, haven't you?
Yes. The new album is Traveling Miles.
I mean, what a superb idea. Did that just come to you like you were going to do a show, a whole bunch of Miles Davis tunes?
It was my way of paying tribute to Miles Davis because he was the first sound that I recall as a child, the first sound of jazz.
Like Sketches of Spain.
Sketches of Spain.
Man. I mean, he had so much going. I mean, from the days that he did like Seven Steps to Heaven right up until the end, there was always something new and creative and different about him. Incredible guy.
He always moved forward with the music. And he's been my inspiration. With such style and such grace, he has moved forward.
Well, that's it. I mean, I think that's what music is about, actually. You can't just sit there and say, I've done that. I mean, it's something always that you have to keep going and find out what's new and different. And and you certainly, with that'll be a landmark album, I'm sure.
Oh, I hope so.
So, anyway, what'll we do now? Well, there's one tune from this album you did several years ago, and it's got a whole bunch of good standard tunes, and you did one by Irving Berlin, Blue Skies. I'd love to hear that.
All right, let's do it.
Okay.
Blue skies looking at me, nothing but blue skies do I see. Blue birds singing a song, nothing but blue birds from now on. I never saw the sun shining so bright, never saw things going so right, noticing the days hurrying by when you're in love. Oh my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone, nothing but blue skies from now on. Thank you. blue skies looking at me. Nothing but blue skies do I see. And the bluebirds keep singing their song. Nothing but bluebirds from now on. I never saw the sun shining so bright. Never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by. When you're in love, oh my, how they fly. Blue days. Nothing but blue skies from now on. Blue skies looking at me. Nothing but blue skies do I see. Blue birds keep singing their song. Nothing but blue birds from now on. I never saw the sun shining so bright. Never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by. When you're in love, oh my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone. Nothing but blue skies, blue skies, blue, nothing but blue skies.
You know, I love the way these songs just sort of trail off. You know where the song is going, but it's great. It's like even when you've stopped singing, the song is still like in the air. It's great.
I find it's hard sometimes to end a tune, especially when you're having fun. You just can I just go around one more time?
Well, you could, you know. I mean, it's not long enough for me. Like no matter what. So, but it's sort of interesting because I kept being tempted to just play one more note. You know, one more note.
I love tags.
Oh, I love those too. I mean, you ever hear Sonny Rollins play those things?
Yes.
I mean, he's Mr. Tag City. God.
And you know, there's a singer, Irene Reed. I don't know if
you've
heard
of her. Oh, yes, I know her, sure.
And when I first got to Harlem, I used to play the clubs up there. I'd play the Red Rooster and Small's Paradise.
Small's? Oh, my goodness.
A lot of clubs up there. And I heard Irene Reed one night, and I know this woman tagged for like an hour. But people were in it, and she was so inventive inside of it. I said, "Oh, that's what I want to do when I grow up. I want to be able to take a tag out for that long and still keep it interesting."
Well, let's do that song again. Let's just do the tag. We could make time.
You want to do a tag?
Just to illustrate what you're talking about.
Nothing but blue skies, nothing but blue, nothing but blue. Na da da dee do dee 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 do do dee dee dee. Ah, blue 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 dee mo bo blue. Ba la do la do la do la do dee mo la do la. Lo 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 lo. I cover the waterfront. Never the moon, never cared much for fireflies. I know. Someday my prince will come. There'll be blue skies, nothing but blue skies. nothing but nothing but blue. Blue skies from now on.
I love it. I love it. That was terrific. Too short, though.
I remember now what she used to do. She would be able to grab the ends of every tune known to man and stick it inside of that tag.
Well, next time we'll do that. I tell you what, I'll bring a list of tunes, and I'll say, you've got to stick the ending of this tune into that tag, whatever it may be, you know. Anyway, I'm having fun, and I was just thinking of something you did that I thought was amazing, that you sang the vocal part in the piece that Winton wrote, Blood on the Fields.
Yes, it was the part of Leona.
And I mean, that was quite a big undertaking, wasn't it?
It's some of the most difficult work I've ever done in my life. Yes, it was. It was very serious. It was. I had to go back to the days of reading classical music, because Winton wrote this in a very traditional form. It was. It was really an opera.
So you had to go off and woodshed all this thing, and I mean, it was no improvising. This had to be, like, right on.
Yes, every note had to be performed as written, which is so hard for a jazz singer.
But, I mean, you sort of transcend being a jazz singer. You're sort of an everything singer.
Well, I guess I like all kinds of music, but I feel that I'm most comfortable when I improvise. That's what my heart tells me to do. With every piece of music, make something different happen with it in the moment, which is essentially what jazz is about, I think.
Yeah, and you can't say, well, I can't remember the way I did it yesterday, and you want to forget what you did yesterday and do a different way of performing, or not the same notes. You don't want to think of doing, like, remembering a riff and playing it again. I did that once, you know. I remembered some little thing I played, and I played it again, and it's never as good the second time.
It's never as good. It sounds as if you wanted to do that.
Yeah.
Almost contrived.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I hate to do that. Well, right now I'd like to remind our listeners that my guest, Cassandra Wilson, and I are at the Museum of Television and Radio in New York. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz, made possible in part by the Friends of Piano Jazz. I was going to do something for you that I could include in this show, the Autumn Nocturne.
Another one of my all-time favorites. It's such a delicious melody, and it's weaving in and out and backpedaling, and, you know, it's just gorgeous melody, please.
Well, I hope I can weave it in the right direction.
Thank you.
you know, this is hard to believe, but this time has gone by so quickly that it's been so much fun. I mean, I'm saying it has been. It still is. We have one more song to do. I can't tell you what a kick it is to have you here, Cassandra. She's wonderful, isn't she?
Thank you.
Thank you for being here, and thank you, Peter, for being here. You picked a really wonderful tune to end with, and how can you go wrong with a Jerome Kern tune? And it's such a kick hearing, like, your version of these tunes, because it's new and different. All right, I'm old-fashioned.
All right, let's do it. I'm old-fashioned, I love the moonlight, love those old-fashioned things, the sound of rain upon the windowpane, the starry song that April sings. This year's fancies are passing fancies, but sighing sighs, holding hands, ease my heart understands. I'm old-fashioned, but I don't mind it. It's how I want to be, as long as you agree to stay old-fashioned with me. Now I'm old-fashioned, and I love the moonlight. I love those old-fashioned things, the sound of rain upon a window pane, the starry song that April sings. This year's fancies are passing fancies, but sighing sighs, holding hands, ease my heart understands. I'm old-fashioned, but I don't mind it. That's how I want to be, as long as you agree to stay old-fashioned with me. I'm old-fashioned and I love the moonlight. I love those old-fashioned things, the sound of rain upon a windowpane, the starry song that April sings. This year's fancies are passing fancies, but sighing sighs, holding hands, these my heart understands. I'm old-fashioned, I don't mind it. That's how I want to be, as long as you agree. That's how I want to be, as long as you agree. That's how I want to be, as long as you agree. That's how I want to be,
as long as long as you agree to stay old fashioned with me.
You've been listening to Piano Jazz with Marian McPartland and her guest Cassandra Wilson, recorded live at the Museum of Radio and Television in New York City in 1999. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV Radio. The producer is Sherry Hutchinson, recording engineer Richard Applegate, mastering engineer David Mitchell, production manager Audrey Shiflett, executive producer Tom Clark. Support for Piano Jazz comes from the Friends of Piano Jazz, the National Endowment for the Arts, NPR, and NPR member stations. Additional support comes from Jazz Times, America's jazz magazine, providing a window on the jazz world since 1970, with artist features and reviews, on the web at jazztimes.com. Support for this program's original production was provided by the Baldwin Piano Company, the Lila Wallace Reader's Digest Fund, and Borders Books and Music. Support for NPR comes from NPR contributors, which include the Lemelson Foundation, committed to improving lives through invention in the U.S. and developing countries, on the web at lemelson.org, and the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age. This is NPR.